So time to talk colleges football, and in particular ATU Donegal. And I'm delighted to say joining us on the programme this week is the ATU Donegal senior men's football manager, Maxi Kern. Maxi, how are you doing? Welcome along to the programme.
Thanks, Osh. Yeah, all going good.
Yeah, it seems to be all going good for you, Maxi, at the moment. 2-1 from 2, your place in the knockout stages of the Trench Cup has been confirmed, but two very good performances, in particular two very strong second half performances over the last couple of weeks from your side.
We were slow to start in both games, and funny, the league final against Carlow before Christmas was the same story. We're, I think, 7 or 8 points down at half time. So look, it is probably something we have to look at, and not leave as many mountains to climb in the second half. But yeah, look, it's you know, we're very fortunate this year. We've managed to gather a very strong squad this year, and then some real household names in Donegal football at the minute. So yeah, look, so far so good. We came through the league unscathed. We didn't lose any of the games, and you know, we've been fortunate so far to get over the line. Last night was a right scare. We were level at half time, and you know, SWC, or you know, Enniskillen College is what they suppose what they're effectively known as, caused us a lot of bother and got 2 goals, one at the very start of the game, another before half time. So, you know, they stayed within touching distance, and you know, we had 5 short into the keeper's hands. We had 3 wides in the early stages of the first half. So, you know, we were very wasteful, and you know, a lot of the time when you're that wasteful, it kind of can go back to haunt you. But fortunate enough, we'd done enough to get to pull away midway through the second half.
Yeah, you seem to have another gear in you, and part of that was very much your captain, Luke McGlynn, scored one of the goals and chipped in with some crucial scores as well, and he's only one of some seriously talented footballers that are in your ranks. Max said, I don't want to name them all out or miss anybody, but obviously we have to mention Shane Malone as well. He's doing his thing with Donegal at the moment. He's doing it with ATU too.
Yeah. He came on at half time yesterday and got a goal and got a couple of points after that as well. And but look, he's a couple of club colleagues that are doing great work as well. Look, you know, Oran Doherty's been a revelation for us. He's probably the heartbeat of the team. Just the drive that the man possesses is very rare to see. He's one of these boys who just does everything at 100 mph, and I think he's an inspiration to a lot of the boys. And I think for me, that's one of the lovely things about college football. You know, you have boys coming from clubs who've never played at county level, and they're getting to share the rest and share a pitch with the likes of Oran Doherty and Luke McGlynn and Oisin Coffey, who was really, really good last night. His best game for the college and his time with us last night. You know, these boys are knocking about county squads of Ulster medals in their pocket. And, you know, and then you've got the younger generation come along, your Max Campbells and your Shane Malones and these guys that are the new kids in the block. So it makes for a lovely mix, and say it's lovely for, you know, for club players who are not going to play county, you know, or even club players at lower levels to mix in with these boys. And that's what makes it a lovely competition, because every college is the same. They've got boys, you know, from county seniors to junior club players, and look, everybody's needed, and it's a lovely mix. And yeah, look, I think everybody's really enjoying it this year. You know, it is easier when you're winning games anyway.
Yeah, you've a couple of boys that have played O'Byrne Cup and FPD League as well, and Leinster and Connacht that are part of your squad.
Yeah. Bailey McBride playing from Leitrim, started last night. He started for Leitrim at the weekend. Played midfield for Leitrim against London in the FBD Shield final. So yeah, look, we have a couple of boys with a guy in our squad. He's a Kerry native, living in Meath, and it was about a Meath development squad for a while. So look, we have a couple of outsiders, and as I say, it adds a lovely mix to it. And it's part of the charm of college football, that you have that combination of backgrounds. You know, for the lads, it's a lovely competition because there's so little training, and the ratio of games to training is the nicest any young fellow will ever get, you know. So they love playing the games, and lucky enough last night to have a home game in Convoy. The pitch was in great shape, you know, considering the weather, and fair play to them for making the pitch available to us. It's nice. Now we play Carlow next Tuesday, and it's a placement decider. Ourselves and Carlow are going to finish first and second, whichever order, based on next week. And we had a real ding dong battle with Carlow in the league final, so you know they're going to be gunning for us. And but look, those are the games you like, and that's the standard that we're at. And it's big difference from last year, and it's a lot more enjoyable, and I think everybody's enjoying it.
Yeah, so one more game left in the groups, and then you'll go to the semi-final. We'll wait to see how next week's games pan out, to see where ATU Donegal is going to be placed in the last four of the competition. But it's all going well at the moment. Maybe, Max, when I have you on the programme this week, we might talk about maybe a few county items. The Donegal men, you mentioned a few guys, of course, that's in your ranks that are playing colleges football, but are also part of Jim McGuinness's Donegal team. They start against Dublin at the weekend. Donegal seem to have had very, very good preparation in the McKenna Cup ahead of the league.
Yeah, I think the level of training has really ramped up at intercounty level over the months of October and November. The shortened season has really, I think, sharpened everybody's focus to pre-season, and the level of training they're doing now. You know, we see it on our end. You know, that we're fortunate we have four in the panel. We've Cormac Galler from Termin, and we've Oisin Caulfield Narasa, and we have the two young Glenties lads, Shane Malone and Max. So, we're keeping a close eye on things as to how they're getting on. That's keeping us, as I say, well informed as to what they're doing and that. So, I think they've had good preparation, and the McKenna Cup games have all went very well for them. You know, there's non-beats winning matches, and it's a great habit to be in. And the fact that they're going to Croke Park to play Ger Brennan's Dublin in his first game, you know, makes it a really tasty encounter. And, you know, Donegal had a great run in the early part of the league last year, and, you know, took the foot off the pedal. And so it'll be interesting to see what way they go at it this year. You know, all their big guns seem to be out and playing. So, as I said, the season's so short now, so people who you don't have the option of stepping into the league midway through that you might have had, you know, 3-4 years ago, people have to really hit the ground running now, and we've seen that with the amount of Donegal's, you know, supposed, say, first 15, 16 boys that have played in the McKenna Cup. I think that's probably unheard of, that you would see so many of teams' big hitters playing, and not just Donegal, it's the same for a lot of the counties. So I think it's going to make for a very competitive league, and people are really seeing it as preparation for championship, which I don't think it would have been, as I say, you know, a few years back. But, you know, the league's regarded now by a lot of people as the most exciting competition, because, you know, you've got the best eight teams all knocking, you know, sparks out of each other over the next 7 or 8 rounds. So it's a very competitive level, and I don't think it'll prepare Donegal very well for another Ulster Championship.
Yeah, I suppose the fact just that Ger Brennan has used a lot of younger and fringe players in the O'Byrne Cup. We haven't really seen any of the established names yet line out for Dublin in 2026. So there may be a very, very good opportunity here for Donegal to start the league with the one on the road at Croke Park this weekend. And for those young men that's involved in Donegal, that would be a huge, huge boost to give them a taste of that, Maxi.
Yeah, look, the experience of playing at Croke Park, and, you know, it's very special to play the Dubs in Croke Park. Look, I'm sure Jerry Brennan's in with a long-term view, so, you know, he's not gonna worry about whether he hasn't got his more seasoned campaigners. You know, they'll definitely look to blood a few players. They are a team in transition, and I'm sure Jerry Brennan's there for the long haul, and he's going to be looking at the long picture. So yeah, I think you're right. I think when you see the amount of players that Donegal have used of their so-called big hitters over the last number of weeks, I'd say you see a very strong Donegal team go out, and look, I think we'll be very confident that we can get the couple of points to the game. But look, it won't be easy. You know, no game against Dublin and Croke Park is ever easy, and, you know, and I suppose if some of the younger boys are playing, there'll be a nerve factor to that too, and excitement, obviously, but it'll be a wee bit nerve-wracking too for them to go out and play the Dubs in Croke Park. But look, it's a very exciting start to the league, and it's really at the deep end for everybody, and I think it's a really one to look forward to. Yep. Just hope our boys come through unscathed for Tuesday.
Yeah, well, listen, you've been involved in Lions that have played at Croke Park for the men's and for the ladies. The ladies are also starting their league campaign this coming weekend. Westmeath are the visitors to the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. And I suppose, Max, if Donegal, if the ladies are going to knock on from where they were last year, obviously a huge transition within the group, very, very young players involved. They lost a lot of the established girls, so they did over the last couple of years. But they finished mid-table. But the next phase is to be, I suppose, for them, hoping that they can be further up the table and contending at the top of Division 2.
Yeah, look, I think no more than the Dublin men. It's a team very much in transition, and it's the start of a new group. You know, these things do tend to come in cycles. You know, you're now at the stage where you're starting to see quite a few of that minor team that won an All Ireland C title a couple of years back, now starting to really backbone the senior team. You know, the likes of your Katie Dowds and Ava Watches and Ashton O'Neill's, and there's just a lot of them. Ava Gallagher, there's a lot of them now starting to, you know, really make a place for themselves in that team, and they're probably going to be the backbone of the next Donegal team, I think, that are really challenging for honours. But you know, I think last year they were competitive in a lot of games. You know, they didn't get spoils out of them all, but they, you know, they were very competitive, and even in the Ulster final against Armagh, I thought they, you know, they were competitive for a long time against a very talented Armagh team. And you know, as you said, they've lost a lot of players over the last number of years, and a lot of experience has gone out of the team. But look, James Daly's a very experienced manager. He's assembled a really good backroom team there with Kieran and Páinc Mhaigheann, and you know, I know they've trained very well over the last number of weeks and months, and they'll go into this game, you know, confident and hopeful. You know, the home games are very important to try and get the points on the board. But but look, it is a very much a transitional period, and I think people have to be very patient with the team and accept that. You know, I'd say the average age of that group is, you know, in the very low 20s at the minute. So it's going to take them time to find their feet, and you know, there will be bumps along the way, and but look, they will be hoping to get off the ground running this week.
Yeah. Listen, Maxie, thanks for joining us. That's it. And all we can do is wish you the very best of luck in your next encounter in the Trench Cup. That's against Carlow next week. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the coming weeks again. Thanks, Maxie.
Thanks, Aussie. Thank you.